We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo.
Hi Mo.
Hi Addy.
Hey yo.
It's a crackerjack of a start.
Good going, yeah.
So, what are we talking about?
Some wrestling.
Oh, that's probably the,
you want to make my,
it's the name of the show.
You want to make my major announcement now?
Oh, yeah, get it out of the way.
My major announcement, it's been a few weeks since we've watched a show, or since we've done a show, rather.
Two weeks, yeah.
Yeah, and we've been busy. And,
well, you have.
Yeah. And what I we go back to a couple weeks on Monday Night Raw, where I PVR'd the show and didn't watch it.
Yeah.
And then last week where I watched it in 25 minutes, I
believe. New record?
And I sat there and I wondered. And I thought, you know, there's got to be something else out there. There's got to be TNA. No. There's got to be some local territory.
There is, actually. They're running this weekend, I think.
But. Sure, but who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
And then there's ROH, and it's like...
Yeah, ROH.
Yeah.
Too.
But I just can't be bothered.
Oh, really? And, it's good stuff. I love it.
Yeah. And I just can't, I don't know. And so I sat and I realized that my major announcement is I, Addy, at the time of we record this, am a casual fan.
Now that said,
this is what the World Wrestling Federation has
caused.
Done to me.
So I should have made that announcement like 4 years ago.
Fuck.
They really.
But I never thought it would happen to me.
You always hear about it happening to other people.
But I never thought this would happen to me.
You never think it would happen to yourself.
No.
Like,
fuck. I was just like.
Well, that's sad.
Because
how many hours this last 2 weeks? How many hours have you spent watching the network?
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, I'm looking at it like. I don't have to pay for pay-per-views because I have the network.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have to pay for wrestling at all.
How many Nitros have you watched?
Because I have it at 40.
Why?
Because I have the network.
Casual fan.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I pay $9.99 American, so about $74 Canadian a month, to have access to anything in wrestling that I want.
Well, not anything.
Well...
Basically, there's enough that I want.
It's great. It's fine.
There's a lot that isn't.
I said that, like, as soon as, I finish with these Nitros, and I can go and finish watching the Raws,
because
I'm binge-watching Nitro right now,
then
I'm sure they'll upload more episodes
of
Prime Time that I can watch.
Yeah,
but this is all old shit.
Yeah.
This is, like, I don't give a fuck now.
You're a casual fan about the current product.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
You're not a casual wrestling fan, but you're a casual fan about the current product, which is what I've been for a while.
I am a casual World Wrestling Federation fan. Oh, I'm actually a casual World Wrestling Entertainment fan.
Yeah.
I'm a diehard World Wrestling Federation fan.
That's true.
And it's just, it mind boggles me how I just...
What does it do to your boggles?
It, yeah. It mines them. What happens, see, is we send some Oriental kids down a shaft with dynamite.
And boom! Their mind is boggled.
My mind is boggled. There's letters everywhere. But fuck.
I think it was Gary Sandlin. Those years ago, and he was doing one of his stand-up routines. Back when he did those, and it was funny.
I remember.
And he goes, remember when you were a kid, you used to think to yourself that if you could dig a big enough hole, you could dig all the way to China?
Yeah.
My neighbor's kids were doing that. So in the middle of the night, I came out, I threw a couple of egg rolls in. They thought, we're getting close!
You know? They are.
I love that.
You know? Yeah. It's... And now you just have to go to the northwest part of Calgary.
Oh, why? To get to the Chinese? Local joke.
Local. But you know what?
Well, I'm sure you all have your... Anyways.
But,
Good stuff.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's it. Another episode of We Talk Wrestling.
So in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk About the Wrestling.
Yeah.
But I'm mind-boggled still that this is what's happened to me.
Yeah, it makes sense, because they are itchy.
It's true. It's true. But I do think that, when I watch Raw, it's...
25 minutes to watch a three-hour show, folks.
Yeah. Not even exaggerating. Like, Seth Rollins comes out, and
you're like, oh, fuck. Same promo as last time.
Addy love him, but he is just...
I think he meant Goblin.
Going, that's what I said. Going on for 20 minutes. Quick, still fucking talking.
That's why the show's raw is bored.
And
that's
he's
really
got
what it is.
Nothing to say. Like, that's the thing. Is like, I think he's the best wrestler in the company right now. In
arguably
on the main roster.
Yeah, arguably.
But like, that doesn't mean I want to hear him say the same thing every week
for 20 minutes, and then Russell 20 to 30 minutes.
Well,
and then
Russell
again
the Ryback, and then
another 20 to 30 minutes, and then also backstage vignettes. And I mean, it's like this last Raw. Sting was good.
Yeah.
He wasn't on the screen much, but he was good. He was really good while he was out there. And then, other than that, you're like,
who was good?
Sting. The Vigilante.
The Vigilante Sting.
Yeah.
And what a vigilante he is. Fuck.
He was good. I liked it when he was down, and then he popped his head up, and he went down again, and popped his... That was hilarious. And then he put the mask on.
That was
great. I love that. That's funny. What about when he took the statue, and then the statue went to the garbage?
That was so good.
He fucking crushed it. And then he rode off waving. Oh, that was funny.
Oh,
he was good. The material sucked, but he was good.
Nope.
Well, he wasn't.
Oh, fuck. When he popped his head up with the Joker Sting face, I was just like, fuck.
No, I love that. I thought that was great. I thought that was very entertaining. Oh. Why? Because it doesn't matter. One of the problems with this whole Night of Champions and that whole thing is, as good as Sting was, you've already taught us, hey, this isn't the match that counts. Wait, down the road, the match that counts is going to be Triple H.
But then, of course, they know the match that counts is Rollins against Steph.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and you don't fuck with Steph, because she is the creator of women's wrestling.
Yeah, that's true, she created it.
So, fuck you, Mildred Burke.
That's right. Fabulous Moolah? Who? What?
Yeah.
Nothing. It was a Rosbury. See, the thing is, back in the day, you'll remember when you had The Rock got hot, or Steve Austin got hot.
Yeah.
They would have them on like half the show. Like, the show would be 2 hours, and they'd be on for an hour.
Yeah.
And it was great.
And it was awesome.
And because But, I mean, that's the problem with Seth Rollins is, I like Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins can be a wrestling star, have some fans, but Seth Rollins will be Randy Orton, Triple H, Bret Hart, you know, like, he, that's who he is, right? He's not Hulk Hogan,
let's be honest.
The Rock, he's not Austin, he's not John Cena.
He's no Braun Strowman.
No, he's no Braun Strowman.
Do you want to build a Strowman?
And as great a wrestler as he is, Seth Rollins, as great a wrestler as he is, his character is the character, like, this is a great character for and back in the day, this would have been a character for an intercontinental champion.
Oh, yeah.
This is not a great character for a world champion. He's such a twat waffle.
Seth Rollins is doing a fantastic Owen Hart.
I don't blame him. He's doing a great job. He's carried himself well as champion, but his character is a twat waffle. So you can't, it can't, it's not gonna, it doesn't work.
You put syrup on those?
You want to eat it.
Powdered sugar.
It's my new word, by the way.
What's that?
Debuted it tonight.
Sugar?
Twat waffle.
Twat waffle.
I'm going to try and get it over. I'm hoping it will hashtag and trend.
Hashtag twat waffle?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll try it. You've done it now?
Oh, I'm busy playing Superstars.
Supercar.
Oh, same thing.
Basically. But I don't get it. And then you get this fucking Rusev Ziggler.
Oh, fuck, I hate this.
Holy shit. That was another 20-minute segment that took 30 seconds out of
it. But it was also on SmackDown. It was on Raw the week before. It's like, I hate this. Like, this is everything I hate about pro wrestling. I mean, they think that
No, it's not. It's everything you hate about sports entertainment.
That's true, actually, because I like pro wrestling. That's why I don't get. This is everything I hate about WWE. I think they think that this is going to appeal to a female crowd, and this way they can have both. Crowds and this grows them.
Yes.
And I know in the past some of these storylines have actually worked to some degree. But the fact is that at the end of the day, I want to see two people that don't like each other, who have a reason for not liking each other that's competitive. They're going to go out there and beat each other up and fight their best to see who's the better man.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically all I need. And
yeah, even if you like steal the guy's pet dog.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Yeah, but like this is when he gets to be this soap opera shit.
Mm.
I hate this because you know what? If I want a soap opera, there's fucking 4,000 choices for me out there. There's daytime soaps, there's all these nighttime soaps. I can watch a soap opera if that's what I want to watch. I can watch that. I'm not choosing to watch that, but if I did want to watch that, I would watch that with better stories and way better acting than Summer Rae gives us.
What? What about Rusev though?
Oh, he's a great comedy character.
Yeah,
great comedy character.
He is a great comedy character.
Yeah.
So far we've mentioned Sting and Rusev as your comedy characters.
Yeah, Sting was actually funny.
No. But the Sting
was awesome.
Sting played his role, but fuck. It was just awful.
That was great.
Then you got the fucking what else happened?
Fucking
our friend, your friend and mine, Cesaro.
Oh.
He get knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Pay back some motherfucking mate.
So now he goes and beats Miz on SmackDown.
Who?
Miz, because Miz was in that match with him.
Right.
But the feud seems to be like it should now be Cesaro versus Big Show. And I could give a bloody butt fuck. And then...
I've heard that about you.
I do give them. But...
You could.
Rectal bleeding.
Hashtag rectal bleeding.
I'm going to get that over to twat waffle and rectal bleeding. These are the themes of the show.
Yes.
What was I saying?
Twat waffle.
Rectal bleeding. No, but the feud still seems to be Big Show. The money feud is almost Big Show versus Miz.
The money feud, you say?
Well, I said it with air quotes. We're on the radio.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's almost the money feud. So, I mean, you're left instead with fucking... I don't want to, like...
This whole thing is just stupid.
Kill Cesaro.
And then you're going to have Ryback and Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
So...
At least Kevin Owens should get the belt from there. Maybe get some fun. Maybe he even does the open challenge thing, and you know, wouldn't be surprised. Like, yeah, so that could be all right. Actually, you know what? The funny thing is, I don't think it's completely out of the realm. By the way, the Sting wins
the World Wrestling Federation Championship.
Yeah, for a short term, for a month or two.
Well,
it would not surprise me at all.
I would think for a minute or two before Sheamus catches you.
That's possible too.
I know.
That's possible too. And then, that's what everybody wants.
Yeah, head.
Yeah.
But I think the other part is you didn't have the fucking Shield and Randy Orton.
Can they be called them the Super Dicks?
I was just thinking that, actually. Yeah. That's really what they would become now. They must be like the Super Dick Black and Red.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they are, yeah.
Yeah. Super Dick Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But, yeah, because I'm watching Braun Strowman throw down and flop down Randy Orton. And I was just like, holy shit.
He has to do two moves. He does one of them poorly and the other one wrong.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Then people were saying, even before he came up, that this is the least ready person to ever have been brought up.
That can't be.
Yeah.
That can't be.
Yeah. That's what people were saying. Other than, like, Kali.
Kali, I'm trying to think of who else. The first time he was brought up, we sent back down, but he was brought up was Kozlov there.
Well, yeah, but Kozlov didn't work. He just sat in the crowd and went,
He was about to work, and somebody said to Vince, hey, you know he's not nearly ready. And Vince flipped out and says, why are we wasting all this fucking TV time?
Oh, yes.
But the plan was, so I mean, but you're right. What about Jackie Gayna? Or a lot of these women.
Well, women, yeah.
There's a lot of women, I would say, who have been brought to the roster. You know, one Diva Searches or whatever, that were not at all ready.
Yeah. Eva.
Eva, fuck.
What's her fucking name, that other one? Oksana,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other guys, though, that have been brought up. Since they've kind of had developmental,
yeah,
they're like the really
yeah.
have not been ready. And
the closest was Eric Rowan. Who's the least ready guy that I can think of since like NXT.
Even he had improved a lot in NXT in the position he was in. Yeah, he was not that ready, but he was way ahead of Braun Strowman is.
Oh, yes.
Like,
well, so am I.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it's got to be others, though. Like, what about back, like, I don't know. I mean, how ready was Batista when he came up? Like, or even Lesnar, how ready was he? I mean, they got him ready in a hurry because they put him in there with people.
And I think Lesnar was, yeah, more ready. How about Manama Abrakas?
There was one, but that wasn't really developmental, though.
No, that's true.
So I think you, yeah. Kenzo Suzuki, was he working in, I don't know if he was working in
Ohio Valley. So.
What was his name? Kevin Fagg or Fagg?
Furtick?
Yeah.
He got a couple chances. Mordecai?
Yeah, the very first time he was Mordecai. Not when he came back as a vampire in ECW.
He was more ready than Batista.
When he came up as Mordecai?
Yeah.
He had such a poor... They debuted him with the idea that he would be the next guy to take on the Undertaker.
Yes.
Right? They had given him all this TV time. They debuted him at the pay-per-view. He took on Bob Holly.
Yes.
Had such a poor match that the next night out, they jobbed him out to...
Scotty Too Hotty.
I thought it was the Rey Mysterio. But
I thought it was Scotty Too Hotty.
I think it was Rey. But either way, they jobbed him out to that guy. Didn't see him again for like two more years. That's a guy that's really not ready.
As the vampire.
Yeah, as the vampire. Yeah. Through that bite cloak gimmick.
Yes.
Yeah, with what's her name?
Yeah, Shelly Martinez.
Shelly Martinez, yeah. So, I mean, that's a guy who was really not ready. So, I mean, I can't imagine.
But he was more ready than Braun Strowman.
I don't know that he is. I mean, it's probably about the same. People just are saying that just to get over how bad he is. But, I mean, that guy was really not ready. I mean, I've seen Strowman. I've seen him do two moves. usually he does about his move, one of his two moves correct, about 30% of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen Braun Strowman. And you, sir, are no Braun Strowman.
You think you know Braun Strowman. You don't know Braun Strowman. You hear about Paige and Charlotte?
Oh, yes.
Getting kicked out of a bar?
No, I thought it was Paige and Naomi.
Oh, I thought it was Paige and Charlotte. I just assumed it was Charlotte.
Yeah.
It was at a bar. So I just assumed somebody was... She needed somebody
to pair a bar tab?
Yeah. Oh. Don't you think?
I think so. You know what Braun Strowman can't do?
What's that?
Can't move.
His face looks like Santa Claus, doesn't it? Like, he looks like Santa Claus.
Oh, fuck. He looks like from Fraggle Rock. You know the Gorgs? He's Junior.
Oh, we are so going to take a picture of them separated at birth, or maybe Photoshop the head in or something. We're going to do something, because you're right. That's exactly what he looks
like. He's Junior.
He is. Yeah, from Fraggle Rock. Yeah. That's awesome.
You know what's even better? Is that that makes Dean Ambrose a Fraggle.
Oh, what does it make? Darren, don't answer that.
That was quite the deal that they had, though. John Cena and Darren Young in the same place?
Yeah, at the same time.
Weird. It was weird.
You notice they couldn't tag each other because if they touched, they might both disappear?
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Positive and negative energy can't come together like that.
Right. Yeah. Would you consider John Cena positive?
Well, not like the New Day, but kind of.
No, I see. Yeah. Some of that fucking New Day shit with the trombone is hilarious.
Hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Oh, thank God for the New Day.
Oh, fuck. And you got...
the Kazoo battle. As soon as he brought that, he said, I've been waiting for this my whole life. I went, oh, yeah. It's going to be a Kazoo battle.
Yeah.
Now, nobody in the audience knew that.
No.
But I did.
I knew it. Yeah.
That's all that really matters.
Right. And you know, none of the other... 14 people watching the show anyway.
Well, no, it started off at more than 14. It started off at like 30 and went to 14 million by the end because everybody kept dropping out. It's probably because it was boring. It was Raw's boring.
It was shit.
Yeah.
It was absolute shit.
Actually, I don't even think it was shit. I think if it's shit, at least there's something more entertaining. So you'd be like, this is shit, and throwing it. This was just boring.
Yeah, boring is shit. Mm-hmm. Because... Especially
it's not even bad enough to be entertaining.
Well, but you know why it's
shit. You're right. It's just shit. It's just boring.
See? And you know why it's shit?
Why is it shit?
Because it's 3 fucking hours. Okay? Yeah. If this was a bad 1 hour show, it wouldn't be shit. Okay? Mm. It would just be a bad 1 hour show.
True.
Okay? But the fact that you have to sit there and dedicate like 3 hours of your life, or in my case, 25 minutes.
But that's still 25 minutes that could have been spent masturbating.
Really?
Well, I guess you don't do the same thing during Raw that I do.
Huh. But while we're on the Darren Young match... Yeah, that some of that stuff when he did the reversal... Was like,
that's pretty funny. Yeah, that was great. Tremendous. It was great, yeah.
But yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else that I liked, and I can't. So let's move on. So, TNA's going to die.
In just a couple more weeks.
Oh, that's going
to
be great.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. We've already made a plan for what we're going to do to celebrate.
And that's not far off.
No.
We are, yes.
We can't say it. We've got to save it.
Okay.
We got to save it. You got to listen to or click on the show to find out, but we have plans for how we will celebrate the death of TNA.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a mere 3 weeks' time.
Yeah. When they're off, it used to be, they'd be like, oh, well, it's okay, we'll leave Destination America. We still have all these international deals that can float us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now...
You're starting to lose those.
Well, no, because those were all, they had to go with the Discovery Network.
Exactly.
Chain.
To lose those.
Well, because, it's all connected.
It's all connected, So they'll still have their deal in India. And they have that Indian wrestler.
Yeah.
He's horrible.
Is he?
Oh,
is he worse than Braun Strowman?
He's the worst character. What he did, he's a member of this group, I can't remember what it's called.
No, he's not anymore, I didn't think.
Yeah, no, he's not, yeah. But he was a member of this group that...
with James Storm?
James Storm's group, right? And so at one point he breaks off from the
group
and he comes out...
Let's call them the Cocksuckers.
Okay. So he's a member of the Cocksuckers. And
yeah.
What he did was, he comes out.
Really?
Yeah.
As a cocksucker?
Yeah, as a cocksucker. Yeah. He comes out and he's like, oh, I'm no longer part of this group, and you can't deny me who I am anymore.
Yeah.
I'm a very good person, and I get to celebrate my culture. Here, watch me dance to the music. And then he does practically this completely, like, uncoordinated, illogical dance that I can't even describe this thing to you. And he's such a happy baby face doing it. And I'm like, oh. This'll get over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He comes out, he cuts his promo, and he's like, you don't control me anymore. I don't even like sucking cock.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I did it once, but...
Yeah. I liked it once, or I did it once?
Yeah, you liked it once.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did it many times.
If you have cantaloupe, I understand.
That's bad. But... I heard it was pineapple.
Pineapple. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Correctly.
Write that down.
Writing...
But, yeah. So, anyways, it sucks.
It's, yeah.
I've been watching it lately. Just to see it.
I'm not, because I'm a casual fan.
Morbid curiosity. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine in many ways you talk about Raw 3 hours and what WWE's done, but TNA fucking up there, everything, has probably done as much damage to making you a casual fan as anything. Because you used to have that alternative, and you were, you know, into it when it was like Aces and Eights and shit. Like
yeah, they had a very easy alternative and something to record, and it just became a regular program. And the thing with ROH is that it's just, because of it, and I should PVR it, and I do sometimes, and I get into the series recording, but then I find out that I have like 14 episodes on my thing because I haven't watched it, so then I just don't. What I really should do, now that we're sort of talking it out here, is I should... PVR ROH, and watch that Monday night.
Well, you might as well. Raw is hit or miss. It's actually been fairly good for a while until this last couple of weeks. It hadn't been that bad lately. There was actually a sense. It's a funny thing. There's actually been a sense that WWE was kind of getting a little bit hot because there was some momentum for the SummerSlam. It seemed, and they had Brock there, and they had you had the three straight nights of sellout, and NXT seems to have some momentum and giving them a whole other thing. Yeah. And now the thing is, Brock's not there. The quality of the TV goes way down without Brock and without Heyman.
You know what you've succeeded in, though? What they did succeed in, and you got to give them credit for this, is that they wanted SummerSlam to be the WrestleMania of the summer. That's exactly what happened.
It's really true.
They did it. The Raw after SummerSlam was awesome.
Yep.
And then it's been shit.
Yeah, yeah, and it just says...
And it fell right off, and
that's
the thing.
What happens every year
and
at summer.
And so, because it got sort of interesting around... Again, they had a bit of a month this time, maybe two, towards the end when you had the Elimination Chamber with Owens and Cena at the end of May. And then it really, you lead into, you know, your mummy
is
a stank.
But the talk about NXT has some momentum, and NXT sold out the Barclays Center as well. But you watch the NXT program
every night.
The last little while, it's not good. It's not at the level of what it was 3 months ago. It's not certainly not the level of what it was 6 months ago.
No,
and it's certainly not the level of its major competition, which would be ROH.
Yes,
like the developmental territory aspects of it. Now that a lot of people have been called up to the roster, particularly the women.
Yes,
although the
women is
yeah, it's noticeable. And I really miss those women in NXT because now I'm getting one-star matches at the NXT level, and I'm getting one-star matches at the Raw level.
Yes.
Whereas it used to be I was getting one-star matches at the Raw level, but at least I was getting the great NXT ones.
Yes.
But because they fucked up what they've done with them so much, you know.
Now, you've got...
So negative.
Well, next Monday, they've announced on the season premiere
of
Monday Night Raw because football starts. It's going to be
Football starts tonight, actually.
Well,
you got to check the score of the game.
I understand. But Monday Night Football, rather, I should say, starts. And so you also have Nikki against Charlotte.
Who you got winning the Super Bowl this year?
Brie Bella.
She's booked to win it.
She's booked. Gonna go over.
No. But better push Charlotte over.
No!
They better. Like, that's the whole point of doing that. And that's storyline-wise, that's the only thing that makes sense. You gotta push Charlotte
over. You know who caught... No. There's two things they can do. What they'll do and what they should do.
Okay.
What they do... Well, there's three things.
Well, so there's three things you could do. What you could do, what you should do, and what you won't do.
Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, that's always the case with that. There's what you could do and should do, and what you... like. That's always the case. Very rarely do they do the right thing.
It's true.
So I don't know why I think that they should or will here, but they have
to. But I do think that what I'm looking at is... two scenarios, right? Yeah. They're going to put Nikki Bella over, and she's going to break the record.
That's one scenario, yeah.
Or, well, no, because Paige is going to screw Charlotte.
That makes no sense, but go ahead.
Yeah,
okay, sure.
So that'd
be stupid, but whatever.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
It's possible.
What they should do,
yeah.
Okay,
I don't think they'll do that.
Charlotte beats Nikki Bella.
Fuck yeah.
With the help of Jon Stewart.
Because
he's the daughter of Ric Flair, yeah. Has to beat the girlfriend of John Cena.
And he doesn't want to see AJ's record beat.
He doesn't want to see AJ's fellow New Jerseyan.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to see AJ's record beat. And it fucks over John Cena's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Done.
You fuck Cena's girlfriend.
Yeah. You fuck Uso.
So, yeah, if you don't remember this, folks, we were at WrestleMania this year. And we went to the Raw the next night, and there was this section, the segment, where the crowd was chanting, "You suck, Cena,
yes.
You suck, Russo," to all the women during the match.
Yes, you suck, Uso, you suck.
But Addy over here legitimately thought they were chanting, "You fuck, Cena."
So that's what I was chanting.
That's what he was chanting. And I was buying your brother a shirt. I came back, and there you are. You're like, "Look, listen what they're chanting. They're chanting, you fuck, Cena, Uso." And I was like, really? That can't be what they're chanting. Like, oh, it is. I know, because I've been doing it too.
That's what I've been chanting.
Addy, pure class.
All the way. We were in San Jose, for God's sakes. We weren't from there.
We're not from here. Still the greatest moment, probably, of the year. All right. That's it.
Yeah. So, in the meantime. No, but I think. I think Nikki gets wins, and then there's the part. The only problem with it,
I think you're building it up too much, and she's the heel that you can't let her win.
The other thing, though, there's two
ways.
I think it's
Paige doesn't screw her until she gets jealous when she has the belt.
Yeah, that could be. But I mean, that very well could be too, and that's a better story other than this.
So they won't do it.
No, they're going to... But you know what? It doesn't hurt if you tie the record.
It doesn't hurt you if you tie the record.
It's true.
Yeah.
Maybe I will. Maybe that's my new goal in life.
Mm.
To be the longest reigning Divas champion of all time.
And then the day of where you break the record, about to break the record, you vacate to tie it.
Yes, just to tie it.
Yeah.
My goal is to tie the Divas record.
Well, you also were going to have to, I'm afraid, then. Fuck Cena. You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Hashtag rectal bleeding.
Twat waffle.
But I think that if you... the other part of it is if Nikki goes... Like, when they were showing the Titan Trump thing, the Nikki Trump, or whatever the fuck they call it.
Whatever the fuck.
The whatever
the fuck they call
it. No, but it was 7 days.
The twat waffle tron.
They were in the middle of the third hour.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was seven.
Felt like they were in the middle of the seventh year.
I know. But it was 7 days and 1 hour to break the record.
Yeah. So it has to be after the show.
So that's the whole thing, is if they do it, it would be like on the network immediately following Raw, tune in for the Bellibration.
So what that means is, if she won the belt back in the day, she won it at the end of a show in a main event.
Like, or an hour back, I don't know what it means. When did she...
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know it does. No, it doesn't. Wait, hold on.
You don't think they could be working this number, do you?
What?
Fuck off!
No, but if they're working the number, if they're going to work the number, they're working it for a reason. Right?
That's right.
And that's to have the Bellibration immediately following Raw.
Don't call it that.
Totally live.
Please don't say that.
On the World Wrestling Federation Network.
It's Bellibration.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Why, you don't want to Bellibrate?
No, I don't. Bellibration time, come on! I'm not satisfied with that.
You could go into Brie mode. Like that guy at the bar in San Jose. Which was funny the first time as he was walking down the stairs.
Yeah.
He's like, Brie mode! And I'm like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Then he said it 17 other times in the next 10 minutes.
Yes. That was a killer. It was no longer funny.
It was not.
No.
But yeah,
diminishing returns.
Yeah, totally. That's the definition right there.
Yeah. Is.
But yeah, I don't know, and I don't even know. We had some
Twitter questions
because it's much better than talking about a Bellibration.
Well, to you, but Pooley asked us, "What do you guys think were the best introductory vignettes WWE's ever done?"
Ooh.
So, what do you think are the best? Introductory, best or favorites? What do you want to do? You can do both, because they're not always the same.
But it's true. That's true. We can do both.
I have a couple that are my favorites. I mean, there's a lot of classics, like because it used to be something that, well, it's always been something they've done to some degree.
I think the Razor Ramon ones they play a lot. Those are great.
Yeah, those are good.
I enjoyed the Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon. Those are good.
I thought even as simple as the Y2J countdown.
Yes, though that's not really introductory vignettes, but it is an introduction.
Yeah, and likewise, even Save Us 2-2-2. If you want to both.
Yeah, Jericho,
the first two Jericho ones.
Those were good because they were innovative, both of them in their own way. It's not really the same thing as the vignettes. I mean, obviously you had the Million Dollar Man ones that are classic. The Mr. Perfect
those
ones and these ones, right?
Perfect, yeah. Those are great.
Yeah, the Perfect. Like, these are great ways to introduce the character. Some of the ones, though, that are my favorite, I love the ones for Karma, when she would be holding, like, the Barbie doll.
That's
and,
true.
Like, flick their head off.
Yeah.
And then do her laugh. I thought, you never even saw her, but I thought those were really effective. Eventually you did, yeah.
You did, which is great.
Yeah, I thought those were really great. I love those. The Mankind ones, for me,
yeah,
because he established the character. He established it right away to me that it wasn't Cactus Jack, and he's such a good promo.
And you didn't really see him.
You didn't really see him. No,
yeah.
Again, he was a child.
Yeah,
really, really, I thought those were cutting edge at the time.
Yeah,
and signaled a bit of a change already because you already had. It just felt like something dangerous because the WWE at the time was really vanilla, really safe.
When you talk about probably the greatest introductory vignette of all time.
Yeah.
The Americana Butcher Shop.
Well, it's one of the funniest. Because?
Because you can beat our prices, but you sure can't beat our meat.
American Dream, yeah. Bing. You had a bunch of ones. And, you had some bad ones, obviously, but you had, like, the Cactus or the Outback Shack. And these ones, but the Wyatt family ones, like we were before he
Bray
debuted.
Wyatt was great, yeah.
Before he debuted, we were at a Raw live, and when they were at a commercial break, and they came back from the commercial break, and they played one of those promo videos, one of those introductory videos, and there was a change in the atmosphere in the room,
because
the building, like it's almost a chill across the building, like it really was very compelling. You were watching it; it was different. They felt dangerous. They were crazy effective live like that.
Yes.
And they were obviously great home, too. You know ones that I really liked and they fucked it up? But I really liked when they reintroduced Wade Barrett with the...
With the Bullhammer when he was...
Yeah, kind of like the Street Fighter character type.
Yeah, yeah,
guy.
The Brawler type.
Pit Fighter, I guess, is a better way to put it.
Yes, yes,
I like those. I like Carlitos.
You know, he's going to spit in the face of the people who do not wish to be cool.
But I like them.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think,
like, there was, back in the day, some that were really effective. Like, the Rock and Roll Express had one, where they were playing some, it was like a top 40 song at the time about partying.
Yeah, I'm a rock and roll is king.
And, like, to me, I'm like, it seems like it's lame now when you watch it now, but it got over like crazy. I mean, this is how they introduced them to different territories.
Yes.
By playing this. I mean, it looks cheesy. It looks like they look old. They look like they don't really listen to this music. And they were old then. That's like 35 years ago.
Well,
you know, or 30 years. But crazy effective.
What about Lance Storm and Chris Jericho? You know, one's the party guy, and the other one—that's
another
the
one. Yeah,
guy,
yeah.
The thrill seekers. Yeah.
The thrill seekers. Listen, I'm trying to think of what there are some great ones. There must have been some great ones. I can't think of though. But like you would think an ECW or WCW at some point. You know, ones that I liked. I liked Seven in WCW
when he's staring at that kid falling asleep or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got his horse. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, some of those were, I mean, and that looked like an interesting thing, and then immediately he floats to the ring,
and
takes
even like
the hat
that.
Off, and is like, Russo, you're a piece of shit. And it's
yeah,
just,
yeah, and it's,
I mean,
dust,
so,
and it's
dust
and roads. But I didn't like that, as soon as they did that. Because
yeah.
I actually thought that, I thought the character set up, or the Seven character, thought that might be interesting, let's pursue it.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, were there any
you know,
TNA, ECW, WCW, that you can think of? Well, you know.
I mean, again, you think it's Seven. I mean, you talk about good ones, bad ones, and between ones. I mean, Glacier was, you know, the big one.
Yeah,
that
that's right.
That didn't pay
that's
off.
That's right, yeah.
But there really weren't...
so there was the ones, the one for, like, the Yeti. It's the way that was kind of...
Yeah, but those weren't vignettes, really.
No,
I mean, he was in a block of ice there.
He was in a block of ice,
intro,
yeah, I guess, yeah.
WCW didn't really do vignettes. I mean, like, when they did them, they did their skits, like the spin the wheel, make
yeah.
the deal,
yeah.
Stinger, come to the White Castle of Fear Sting,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
that thing. Where WWF is always the way they would introduce, even like, you know, the Smoking Guns riding a horse.
That's right.
You know, coming in saying that they're going to be there. Like you mentioned the Mr. Perfect
mm-hmm.
ones, and you had the Outback Jacks, and even the, you had, what's his name? Blackjack Mulligan.
Yeah,
had some where he's on the ranch and he's coming in and the honky tonk
yeah.
man. When he
Waylon Mercy.
Yeah,
honky tonk man.
Is it gonna be?
Yeah,
Waylon Mercy's
yeah.
hands and I get to the WWE.
And like I see, I mean Hunter's kind of since he's had a little
yeah.
more control, he's done them some.
Hunter had some.
Yeah,
Hunter does tons day. Yeah, but
that
his
did,
was
yeah.
fucked up because he was like, I'm classy, and all these other brutes are just there. Pigs. And then he's like, the Bushwhackers? The Smoking Guns? The Head Shrinkers? He's
in they're
all tag
teams. That's
and
true.
Like, so was he coming in with a partner? Like, what the
no, I just think that the tag teams were the ones that were the most brutal.
They were the disgusting ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so...
You're right, though. Yeah.
But what about when they reintroduced the Legion of Doom with Rocco?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You knew right away that's a rim.
Yeah.
You're like, that's not getting that's not good for
yeah,
me.
It's not going to
yeah.
be good.
No.
But no, I mean, you had lots. I mean, I talked about Brockus.
Yeah.
He had his things. They showed some Vader ones with him doing back.
Yeah, that's how Kurt Angle was introduced.
With the three eyes,
yeah.
yeah. You know, and exactly. That was a, and that was a good
so
one. And
they were
and
effective then. These are the one of the things that they can still do more of. You can't do it every time. Sometimes you got to have the
surprise. Well, when they do
sometimes.
Finn Balor, it's going
to
be great.
Well, yeah, exactly. These are still an effective way to introduce a character.
And they have Finn Balor. I mean, they had Bo Dallas. Did they
oh,
have
yeah.
him? I mean, but Finn Balor's, they've already
though they
done
didn't them. Really show Bo. They just showed essentially the opening to his Titantron. They didn't really show him so much. you know, was it
him? He talked, and he knew.
A little bit, but not so much.
Remember Damien Sandow?
Yeah.
You know, when he was the intellectual savior to the unwashed masses.
Yeah. At least he had a sense of self.
Yes. But I don't even know where, speaking of the devil, where Sandow has gone to.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking that the other day when I'm watching The Miz. I'm like, fuck, I miss Sandow.
Yeah.
Like, I miss Mizdow, because that was actually something that fucking made me laugh and entertain me.
Yes.
And I'm like, and now, and then you have the whole thing, Macho Mandow and Hogan, and then that gets fucked up, and then they're just off TV, and I'm like, no.
I know.
He's proven his talent, and, I mean, he was over, you guys fucked it up. It sucks.
They were going to get it. Well, see, the thing was, is that they were.
He's got the talent, too. He's got the
ability. They fucked it up themselves, though, Axel and Mizdow.
Yeah.
Well, they were all lined up to get a push.
Big time. Yeah.
They were going to get a push for the tag titles.
Mm-hmm. Were they?
Yeah. Like, that was their run, but they screwed it up because Axel didn't want to work with either of the primetime players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. He was being Hulk Hogan.
He was living the gimmick.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. So. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. And now you got, I should be excited. Like, I was talking to B over the weekend, and he's like, what's the next pay-per-view? And I was like, it's
Night of Champions. Every belt will be on the line.
He's like, what's on it?
And think about it. No, think about it. We have got what a privilege it will be to get to watch
Seth Rollins
wrestle more than once in a night.
Huh.
Can you imagine what a thrill that would be to finally see something like that?
You gotta pay for stuff like that. There's no doubt about it.
I guess.
You gotta pay for that.
Yeah.
But I'm explaining the card to him. And I'm like, that's Sting against Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
He's like, Sting? Like, yeah, it's Sting against Seth.
There's a casual fan. He's Sting? Like, what the fuck?
He's like, huh. And I'm like,
I told him at SummerSlam that we were supposed to have Sting.
I'm like, and the New Day against the Dudley Boys. And he's like, the fucking Dudley Boys? Yeah, he's like, that's awesome.
Totally, that's the worst.
Yeah, he was like, that's awesome. And I was like, yeah. I said, he goes, what else is on the show? I'm like, I have no idea.
Didn't you say Cena versus Rollins?
No, I was like, these are the two matches with old people against current stars, and that's all I could tell you.
And that's all that he would give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yes.
You know, you should have told him Demolition was going to have a match against the Usos or something. He would have been happy.
He would have. I would have been happy. Demolition got to come back as baby faces because they're just such nice guys.
They are super nice guys.
They are.
They're good people.
They're good people.
Those are the vignettes.
Yeah, those are the vignettes. I got to be even somebody big out that I can't think of, but you know who I mean, again, you talk about vignettes, the way that they used to kind of do vignettes, even was I really liked when Gene Okerlund went to Tokyo to interview the Machines.
Oh yeah, I actually
Gene Okerlund on location here, right?
Yeah, that was good.
I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
Also, I liked I still think Perfect and Razor Ramon are my two that stand out there.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, probably. I can't remember. Yokozuna had something, didn't he?
No, he just showed just up one day.
Or was it just afterwards that they did that?
Yeah, afterwards.
Godzilla thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's Yokozuna. Oh, that was when he was a champion already. WWF generation stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's Yokozuna.
All right.
Oh, no, Yokozuna. Still remember that to this day. Isabella. No, it's Charles Buckley. No, it's Yokozuna. Oh, Yokozuna.
How did they get away with this shit?
Oh, that's crazy. It is crazy. But then at the same time, Bobby Heenan had a job.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What Bobby Heenan taught me.
What did Bobby Heenan do?
Yeah.
So, okay, well, what do you want to do? The Bannibals question next?
We can do the Bannibals question, yeah.
Okay. Because we were just talking about how Raw sucked ass.
Mm-hmm.
And Vannibal wants to know what the best Raw match is that we ever seen.
Ooh.
We ever done saw.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh. You know, this is one of the things about, like, now that we're 3 hours, mm-hmm. like, I mean, think about all the great matches we've had just this year, right?
Oh.
You've had a ton. The John Cena... The John Cena Open Challenge gave us a bunch, and we got some great
Dudley's and Matadors from this moment.
Yeah, that's right. The Rusev Cesaro Owens match was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you've had a lot of great
Cesaro
matches.
Cesaro and Cena.
Because you're 3 hours, you get more great matches, and yet somehow they don't have the same impact anymore, do they?
Well, I think they're almost exactly like Impact.
Well, that's kind of the point, yeah. Like it's a weird thing that you think that this, you think this would be good, but all of a sudden you're getting, it's not such a thing anymore to get these matches that really blew you away, but...
I know, I go back to, like, when I was thinking the first match that jumped out at me, again, when you talk about 3 hours...
I think I know what my favorite is, but, I mean, I have a few I'd highlight.
The first one that I thought of, I don't know that it's necessarily my favorite, but it's a great match and it needs to be on the list, is the Shawn Michaels-Marty Jannetty match.
Oh, okay.
From the Raw May 93.
Because one of the first matches that came out on my list was Shawn Michaels' Gold Rush Challenge, Shelton Benjamin.
Okay, yes, great finish. And the other one that came to my mind almost immediately was Shelton Benjamin and Triple H.
Oh,
yeah,
Benjamin
beat him. Yep. And I remember watching that, and I don't think I texted you yet, because I don't think we had touched base again at that point.
Probably not.
I think I texted Jeff, and I had said, you know...
Can we start just texting him again?
Even though...
Yeah.
Shelton's going to lose this match.
Yeah.
It's still great.
It's still great.
And then he won, and then Shelton won.
No, Sean caught him off a springboard.
No, I'm talking about the Hunter match.
Oh, the Hunter match. Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, even though Shelton's going to lose,
against
Hunter, this
Hunter.
Is still a great match.
Still,
and then Shelton won.
And then he won, yeah.
His first match on Raw after being drafted over from SmackDown for the draft. I think Charlie got drafted to SmackDown is what happened. And Shelton was left alone on Raw.
Something like, I think that
was, yeah.
Maybe, yeah. But either way, yeah, it was tremendous. Yeah, you're right. That was a great match. You had the TLC match they did.
That was the Raw match of the decade.
That was a great match. You also had an incredible RVD versus Eddie Guerrero ladder match.
Yes.
For the IC belt.
In Edmonton.
It was remarkable match.
It was. One of the best ladder spots of all time. When a fan runs in the ring,
a drunk fan ran in the ring, and it wasn't Addy this time.
No, it was not. Someone totally hammered in Edmonton.
That wasn't Addy.
It was not Addy.
Yeah, no, but it was an awesome match.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I remember an interview with Eddie shortly after that. He's like, "Yeah, we actually thought about the stuff that we could have done. We could actually do better. We'll get another chance. They never did. It's too bad. But that was an awesome match." There was a Benoit versus Triple H had an Iron Man match.
Yes.
That I really liked.
Yeah, that was okay. I don't know that I've seen it in its entirety because TSN are cocksuckers.
That's
I remember feverishly typing away on my computer that I turned it on because they announced the match.
Yes.
And it was going to open Raw. And I turned the television on to watch Raw. And there's fucking tennis on.
Yeah, I did catch it on the replay, but you're right that it was. We didn't get to see it live for that reason. But it was a hell of a match. There's the match. It was a match. Mick Foley versus Chainsaw Charlie.
Oh yeah,
it was
awesome. It was Mick Foley and Terry Funk with Austin on commentary.
Well, you're right. It was just Terry Funk.
It
wasn't
Terry Funk.
It was just Terry Funk.
And I think it was Mick Foley versus Terry Funk, even.
I think you're right. I think it was Mick Foley versus Terry Funk.
Because then when he won, Vince gave him the dude costume.
That's right. That's right. That was a hell of a match.
And Austin on commentary, that was... Yeah,
that was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was one of the matches that led up actually to him challenging Austin. That's right for the belt.
Yeah. There's also... two matches. I think they did them even back-to-back weeks to get over the storyline. But you had Bret Hart in the 1-2-3 Kid.
Yes, awesome.
And then Owen in the 1-2-3 Kid.
Yes.
Those were both great. In
great
94.
Matches, yeah. Yeah. Well, you had that Owen... Remember that one where Owen and Bret, where Owen bumps around for him like, man, because Bret has like a torn groin.
Yes.
And it's a great match. And Owen just did everything to make his brother look incredible.
I think that happened on the road, didn't it?
What?
When Bret tore his groin?
Probably. Mm-hmm. He did cheat a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Rizettes. But yeah, I think those. I'm trying to think if there's any.
We still haven't done my number one match. Which was the finals of the European title.
Tournament. Yes.
To me, that is the best. And you know what? Another one I have to highlight: John Cena of CM Punk. Their match right after what was it? The 2013 Royal Rumble.
Yeah, with the pile driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great match. I think that was my match of the year that year.
I think it was, yeah. And it was an incredible match. So yes. That one, but my favorite match ever of all time on Raw would be the Owen Hart versus British Bulldog. Finals for the European title.
The European title, yeah. You can't go wrong with that, for sure.
Great match, incredible match.
Just great shit.
Yeah. Speaking of that, what do you think are the best matches ever from SmackDown?
Yeah, best ever from SmackDown. I mean, SmackDown's been around for 15 years.
Yeah, so it's got to be something, right?
Four of them I've seen.
It's got to be something. There was, the first one that I could think of was a Chris Jericho and Chris Benoit versus Kurt Angle and Steven Regal match that opened a SmackDown.
Yes.
They were just having a little mini feud, and...
Yeah, that's right.
They weren't, Angle and Regal weren't really a team.
No.
But they went out there, and it was great because it was like 15 minutes, all action, and it didn't have the typical... It broke from the WWE style that you were used to seeing.
Yes, the face in peril.
The baby face in peril. It was just trading moves after trading moves at a great pace. It's one of my all-time favorite matches, actually.
One of the all-time greats. One of my favorite matches actually happened on SmackDown. I was, there live when it was Kurt Angle and Edge in a cage.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was an awesome match. That was also there live.
That was
I wasn't there with you.
No.
It was good. It was even better than that way.
I was hammered.
And I was at a skybox. And everybody around me was really annoying because they were hammered.
I was hammered, too. And I made a sign that I don't think would ever make it, because I'm like, I don't know why I made this sign. I think it was not going to make this sign. But I...
It was 2000.
So we were drunk. 2003?
Probably.
I was just like... The sign was, Undertaker just fucking retired.
That was like 12 years ago.
And it was, and then I had a list of things older than The Undertaker. At the very bottom, it was dirt.
Just barely, though.
Just barely.
So that was,
And then, yeah.
12 years ago.
It was.
He still made an empty pay-per-view.
But that was when he was...
No, he was the biker character then. When he was that biker character, the first time he teased retirement.
Well,
all those years ago.
The thing with it was that it was just he was not putting anyone over.
He wasn't putting anyone over.
He wasn't
putting in the effort. No, he really wasn't.
Yeah, and it was time for new guy, new blood on top,
and
you just weren't getting it. And he was like, trading the championship, and it was just, it was just give it up.
One of my favorite matches ever, though, on SmackDown, though, if we're going to talk about these, is Big Show versus Brock.
Oh, the
exploding ring finish.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Well, and that was...
And I don't remember the match, but the finish, I'll never forget, right?
Yes.
They also had a great, I think it was Brock versus, who was it? They had an Iron Man match.
Who?
Actually, you know what? Remember the great Iron Man match on Raw between Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle?
Oh, yes.
It was the third match in the trilogy and went to a draw in a 30-minute time limit match.
And that was the Raw reunion show.
That's right. That was awesome.
Yes.
But Kurt Angle, there was an Iron Man match. I think it was Kurt Angle and Brett Lesnar on SmackDown.
On a SmackDown, I'm pretty sure,
Yeah.
30 minutes, I think.
I think it was 60.
Did it go 60?
I think so. I think it was, I think it was 60. Maybe my favorite ever actually would be Matt Hardy versus Rey Mysterio for the IC title on a match that main evented SmackDown.
It was for the light heavyweight
title. Light heavyweight, you're right. It wasn't even the cruiserweight, was it? Yeah. It was light heavyweight title. And main evented SmackDown. That was a wicked match.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, you used to... SmackDown was the place where the wrestling was happening, right? But you used to have...
SmackDown 6.
Yeah, SmackDown 6. You had a whole bunch of great matches. But also, I mean... Yeah, there was the Battle Royal right before WrestleMania 20, where... it was WrestleMania 20. Right, it was a month before. It was to get the main event shot at Brock.
Angle.
Or at Brock at the time to get the belt at No Way Out. There was a Battle Royal Eddie won.
Yes. That's right.
And the last guy he eliminated was Angle. And that was like the best end of a Battle Royal I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Until maybe the Shawn Michaels Undertaker
10 minutes
at a Royal Rumble. Yeah. Yeah, that was just great stuff. Yeah, I mean, great matches either way. And like I said, you used to get stuff on like Velocity. You'd get great matches back in the day. Because that's where you just see wrestling. Like, I remember Jimmy Yang Wang versus...
Akio.
Yeah, no, at the time he was...
against Paul London.
Actually, it was against Jimmy Noble. Who was the one that blew me.
Okay.
Yeah. But either way, there was these great... There was a... I think it was a Paul London versus Nunzio match. That was unbelievable. Or maybe that was against Jimmy... Like, all these guys that would face each
other. Paul London and Jimmy Wang Yang like 80,000 times, and it was always awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Like, stuff like that used to happen.
Yeah.
It's just... But again, those actually stand out more... And the great matches right now happening on Raw.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing.
Because just shit means more.
Yeah. All right. And we want to get to our final question?
Yeah. You got another question?
We got another question. Playoff Bound is the name. I think that's how I would read that because it's all one word. Playoff Bound. Anyways. Playoff Bound. Bound. I think he means Bound. It doesn't matter. Playoff Bound. This guy is asking. I listen to the show. Blah, blah, blah. Enjoy the show. Listening to you guys talk about who has more potential between Cesaro and Kevin Owens. What I'm wondering is, could you guys give me the five best guys in WWE who actually would succeed if WWE actually did give them a push? Also, are there any guys outside the WWE that if they brought them in, you guys think would succeed if it actually did give them a push?
Oh.
So the question is, because it's not really whether or not somebody will get a push. Just because, would they actually succeed? Because I think that was kind of our thing, was you were like with Cesaro. Like, yeah, we'll push him now, because he'll succeed.
Yes.
He will actually, if you actually really push him, it's going to work.
If you build him, they will come.
Yeah.
Yes. So Cesaro is definitely on that list.
For you,
Kevin Owens is on that list. Dean Ambrose is still on that list. For people in the WWE.
In the WWE system.
In the system,
So it doesn't have to be...
Finn Balor will, if you push him, he'll get over. Although we did notice how small he looked in Providence, Rhode Island.
When on this latest NXT, his match, him and Joe versus the Lucha Dragons... it became much more apparent in a big arena that he's not a very big guy. It was actually kind of weird how much it stuck out or stood out.
Yeah. But I think Balor will get over.
Well, I mean, when TNA closes, and they've already asked this on Twitter, they were asking fans, would you guys be okay with us bringing back Jeff Hardy?
Right.
Fans went crazy going, of course, yes.
Of course.
I'm pretty sure Jeff Hardy's coming back.
When the WWE boys will come back.
Probably both of them. But definitely Jeff and... I really want that Jeff versus the Royal match. I just think they have... Because to me, he's like a new, improved version of Jeff Hardy in some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's your WrestleMania weekend NXT main event.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I
don't know if you waste Jeff Hardy on that.
Why?
When they bring him back, he'll be a big star again.
Sure. We could still do that match on WrestleMania.
I guess. I just don't think they... I might do it, but I don't think they would.
No.
We'll see. But,
So let's look at then the other guy.
I wouldn't be quite so liberal on mine. I mean, I'm going just like top five guys.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I've only got five. I only have four so far. So I'm going to...
Oh, okay.
Because I said Owens, Cesaro, Ambrose, Balor, and Sami Zayn. Those are my five.
Those are your five.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't put Ambrose on there because I kind of feel like he got the main event push against Rollins. sure it was against Rollins, but it was good, but it wasn't great. I don't know that... I think that they've already... I think that he's plateaued due to their booking.
Yes.
I don't think it would work now. You have to do something to reboot the character. So just pushing him isn't enough. So I would not have him on there. I would have Owens.
Mm-hmm.
I would have Owens. I think Owens... Like the last pay-per-view when Owens is a split crowd despite being such a heel against Cesaro was very popular.
Yes.
To me that proves he's got an ability to connect. You can't teach that. Sami Zayn for sure.
Is he 7 feet tall?
Nope.
Because you can't teach that.
You can't teach that. No, yeah.
I also will say on that,
you know, I think a guy like Baron Corbin will get over better on the main roster than he does in NXT. I wouldn't necessarily put him on this list.
No.
I think Samoa Joe still, if they brought him up, could connect.
Yeah.
Finn Balor, I think, is definitely the top guy, though. I think Balor is the top guy because I think he could be babyface or heel, whereas Zayn is the top guy as a babyface.
I also think that getting over... I guess you need to give him a push, and I don't even know if you need to give him a push, but so to get over, will be Enzo and Colin Cassidy.
They will get over. They would. Yeah, they like, would get over. They would be the new Dudley Boys, so to speak.
I mean, yeah. Or said, I still think that consider them the new Age Outlaws.
Yeah, that's a better.
They've got an entrance and not much, you know,
not much else. But that's all they need.
That's it. I mean,
I think you're right. They got crazy charisma.
Is a bona fide G and a certified stud.
Well, they got crazy charisma.
And you just can't teach that.
Can't teach that. They're a crackerjack of a team. So, speaking of which, you know, two guys I'd probably put on there if I'm going to make my top five. One is Big E and the other one.
Is Langston?
No. Big E.
Langston.
Big E.
Langston.
He doesn't have a last name. It's just Big E. And Xavier Woods. I think Woods is so great. I think if you pushed him, he would... His work is not bad enough. I just think he's so great. Like, yeah, I think he can get over the push.
I don't know.
You think he's best where he is? Suited where he is? Big E for sure. Come on.
Oh, yeah, Big E's fantastic.
Yeah.
And Kofi, I think, is great, too.
Yeah, Kofi's great, yeah.
Maybe more... I think that Xavier is good where he is. If anything, Xavier could be a manager.
You know, Xavier could be the next Jimmy Hart. That's what he should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Xavier Woods should be the next Jimmy Hart. He's awesome, that way.
Hogan's going to be in London with Jimmy Hart. And also, you hear who's going to be with Lanny Poffo, Outback Jack, Luke Williams, Tugboat, and the Dynamite Kid. On a Hulk Hogan tour.
So I guess they're okay with racism over in England.
Well, I mean, he's from the Outback.
Oh, it's not his fault. Really.
He's not racist. He beat Osama bin Laden.
That's right. All right. But how about outside the WWE? Is there anybody you've seen that you think they, when they bring in? Like for me, I've said it before, Adam Cole is the most complete performer.
Right.
Like Ricochet is the best performer. He's better than 99% of the people in the WWE. He's the best.
Yeah.
But Adam Cole is the most complete performer as far as look and talking ability and work. Whereas Ricochet can't talk at all, though it doesn't matter. Because he's so dynamic. But the best complete all-around guy. And then you have guys. There's a lot of guys over in Japan, obviously, but you can't really think of them as prospects who are going to come in. Because they're at a company that's already making $220 million a year. So, you know, like, it's not the same thing.
Well, no. I
still think EC3, if they bring him back, could really work.
I think he could
work. I think he's grown a lot.
I think...
As a character, I think he could get over.
I think Beer Money is an act to get over.
I think you're right there, too, yeah.
I still think Bad Influence is an act.
Yeah, and the Briscoe Brothers, right?
Yeah, the Briscoes could get over. Yeah. And it's funny how these are tag teams.
A lot of them are, yeah. But well, I think the Briscoes either individually also can get over. Jay Briscoe for sure would get over.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. But I, and you're right. I mean, Adam Cole, you know, I think, again, you're talking about bring guys back to Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, Drew McIntyre should
should be brought back, and if he did it right, he could get over.
Harry Smith.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, even, hell, the
Killer
Elite Squad. Killer
Elite Squad, yeah, in a tag team.
Get over.
You know, the other guy out there that is, let me talk about Ricochet, if he's so amazing, can get over. There's the other guy out there who's, in many ways, equally amazing, but different. And you think to yourself, he's so incredible, he should be able to get over, but I don't know if he could. Is Zack Sabre Jr. Who's just, like, he's the smoothest guy I've ever seen in the ring.
Picks bar none.
Smoother, yeah. Smooth operator. Smoother than Michaels ever was. Smoother than Angle. Smoother than Steamboat. He's remarkable. Technical wrestler. And yet, I don't know that this style in this day and age all by itself would be able to get over. And but he's somebody who I think will end up in a contract in NXT, and we'll see. If they can get a hold of him, maybe they can turn mold him into something. I think it's just inevitable that they'll take him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that they would. Yeah. But, yeah, that's it.
That's it. I think that's our, I think we're done for the show.
Yeah, I'm just looking to see if there was any other news items that were out there that would make me laugh.
Because I hear that EC3 bought his Aunt Dixie a birthday card.
That's true. Yes, for a very special aunt. We should put that up.
That might be the show picture. Mm-hmm. A very special aunt or a sweet aunt, whatever it is.
Yeah, to a very special aunt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
that'll
be alright.
It'll be alright. Yeah. Okay. Well, what are the plugs? And then we can go over you together, motherfucker.
Yeah. We Talk Wrestling.
Okay.
.com.
That's the name of the show.
.com.
You have been listening to We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo.
Oh, you know what we have to do?
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
What? Oh, we do. Yeah, let's finish the plugs since we started them, and then we'll come back and finish the show with this.
WeTalkWrestling.com is our website. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling on Facebook.
At
WeTalkWrestling on the Twitter machine.
There you can tweet us. Tweet us your questions.
And you can listen to us on Stitcher.
You could.
On iTunes.
Yeah.
On the TuneIn Radio app.
Yeah.
On ShowMe.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Or RF Video.
RF Video. You can go to www.com.
High Spots. We're on High Spots. We're on the network.
We're on the network is really what it is. We Talk Wrestling podcast on the network.
On the network, yeah.
It's under, if you go to, like, original shows, it's there.
But yeah, Addy, ADDIE, WeTalkWrestling.com. In case you want to give us some money.
Oh, yeah, give me some money, fuckers.
That's I thought we were going to have another guy advertising with us. What happened there?
I don't know.
Fuckers.
I know. I want more money.
Yeah. Or some.
Yeah. Then right. There's going to be a 3-disc set coming out on December the 7th called Owen, Heart of Gold.
Yes.
That's going to be awesome.
Did you see what Bret Hart said about it?
Yes.
You don't care about the content. It's going to be awesome.
No, I don't care that Bret Hart goes, this is going to suck. Do people get their hopes up? It's going to suck. I haven't seen it yet.
That's not quite what he
said. He says it sucks, actually, is what he says. He doesn't even say it's going to suck. He says,
no,
it
doesn't.
Sucks.
No, that's not what he said.
And
no.
I haven't seen it yet.
No, that's not what he said.
It sucks.
That's not what he said. What he said was,
it sucks.
He said, I'm hoping it's going to be good. I hope it is, but my hopes aren't high.
Yeah,
I think Martha has really handicapped them, and I suspect it may be shit for that reason.
Yes.
They came in, they asked me a bunch of questions. Even the questions they asked me were shit.
Yes.
So I'm worried that the whole thing will be shit.
Yes.
I'm hoping it isn't. I'm hoping it's really good. But if it is shit, it wouldn't surprise me. That's pretty much an exact quote.
Yeah.
I can tell you this.
You mean mine.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks.
No, that's not what
I haven't seen it yet.
But... I mean, he's Martha fucking with it. That's kind of what you expected, and that sucks. But hopefully they can overcome that. No matter what, I'll buy it and be excited. I have to say right off the bat, that's the 3-disc set. I'll always be getting a Blu-ray. Speaking of which, I'm going to order this on Blu-ray, and I'm going to order... because you're a casual wrestling fan now, I'm going to order a PWG Bola, PWG, uh-huh. Battle of the Los Angeles, Bola 2015. I'm going to order those two DVDs. Are you going to watch them with me?
Maybe. I thought, but should I wear a mask?
It's not Ebola.
Oh!
It's Battle of Los Angeles.
Oh!
Bola.
Yeah, shit, there's an Ebola outbreak in Los Angeles?
Oh, probably.
Have you been watching?
Have you been watching Fear of the Walking Dead?
I have, yeah. I have. That's all right. It's a decent show.
It's all right, yeah. Okay, so before I have to say that the DVD cover, awesome.
Love it. The Blu-ray edition pack will have extra 8 hours of content.
Yes, that's what I'm getting.
Yes.
I'm going to go on Amazon and order it right now.
So.
Well, not right now, but tomorrow.
Here's some matches.
But I will get it.
Here's some matches.
What?
Here's some matches.
Okay.
Owen Hart and Mankind from Raw.
Oh, that'll be good.
It is. The European Tournament Finals.
I was just going to mention the European Tournament Finals. I don't know if you know that. But we were talking about all the different matches.
Right.
But that match was in 1997.
What a great year. When you really look back and think about it. We don't do that often enough.
No.
Reminisce.
What a great year.
Great year.
Another great match up here, actually.
Owen Hart and Rocky Maivia. Mm. I just watched that match, actually.
It's 1987, right?
It was. It's when Owen Hart wins the Intercontinental title.
Oh, yeah.
Dedicated to his brother, Brett.
I remember that.
Loving brother, Brett.
His loving brother, Brett. It's awesome.
And then, we've got some stories.
Which will be... That's worth it right there. Owen rib stories.
We got Luger 50, Addie's birthday.
Owen's birthday.
What?
Clown
I
nose.
Added first.
Nope, he did. Clown nose, shaving cream, $100 Goulet.
Rene Goulet, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Venus super fan, I've heard this one. Spiritish Scottish call, role model, bad news prank.
And he's a brave, brave man.
Yes. Popcorn match for
awesome.
Down. WrestleMania 12 fan, helpful brother, embracing the nugget. Thrifty Owen.
Great.
Nuances. Thermostat. What does that say?
Eeyore Hall.
Eeyore Hall.
I will be tremendous. Eeyore Hall.
Eeyore Hall. Getting pulled over.
Oh, yeah.
Battle Royal.
Battle Royal.
Hacksaw Jim Call. That's good. Fan / Uncle. Slammy Beth. First WWE match. European title match. Sumo Bulldog and Blue Blazer is Owen.
Yes, great.
These are all stories that are going to be...
And that's just on the DVD, not on the Blu-ray, right?
That's it, exactly.
Yeah. The Blu-ray will have an extra 8 hours, I heard.
Well, yeah. And here's some...
Here's some more. Yeah.
Owen Hart versus Muck and Singh.
Yep.
May 1988.
Great.
Bret and Owen, WrestleMania 10.
Great.
Still one of... Probably my favorite match of all time. Lumberjack match.
Definitely up there. I'd say it's one of my three favorite WrestleMania matches, at least.
Yeah. Owen and Yoko against the Allied Powers.
Yeah, that's great. Did you say that one versus Razor at the King of the Ring?
No, I didn't. Okay. Which is going to be what they don't mention here is with Art Donovan on commentary.
Yes. Yes. The Lumberjack match there.
Art Donovan spends the whole fucking pay-per-view picking Razor Ramon, and then when he comes out, he's like, I want that guy to win. Owen? I thought you wanted Razor to win. No, I want Owen to win.
Somebody told him Owen's going to win.
Yeah, and he wants to be right.
Yeah, exactly. Owen versus Brett in a Lumberjack match from Portland.
Maine.
It's not a TV match, so...
It looks to be probably. August 17th, 94, so they're on the go-home... To SummerSlam.
Yeah, so it was probably to the cage match in SummerSlam. This was very likely tape for like one of these Coliseum home video type things. Maybe it was released on one, maybe it wasn't, but
yeah.
That's a rare match. I can't wait to, it's worth it right there for me.
Oh yeah, well, and seeing Owen and Muckin again is worth it for me.
Yeah, even though it'll only be like 6 minutes, it'd be great. I bet you he body slams Muckin.
I bet you Ed Whalen is fantastic.
As fantastic as he can be.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. And, and that Lumberjack match, I would think so they don't go outside, right? So they get used to that doing the cage spots, basically. What better way to work in
so the... So Owen and Yokozuna versus the Allied Powers of the In Your House. That was a great match.
Was it?
Yeah, I remember. It was a tremendous match.
And then Owen and Sean from In Your House.
Which was also great.
Yes.
That was the one where he had given Sean the concussion.
That's right.
Yeah.
Other matches include...
It was for the number one contendership for WrestleMania.
For WrestleMania 12, exactly.
Yeah.
They're going to do the In Your House Calgary Stampede.
That's great.
And then the WrestleMania... Oh, no, this isn't even... This is from the Meadowlands. Day after his birthday, May 8th, 89, Blue Blazer and Mr. Perfect.
Oh, that will be... that. Yeah, I've heard that's on there. That should be... It'll be not the squash that the WrestleMania match was. It should be a really good match. So, it should be fun.
Exactly, yeah.
It should be fun.
And then also, Owen Hart versus Mark Kyle from WCW.
Just a chance to see that he was actually in WCW. Not much of a match, but...
No, exactly.
Yeah. I would have rather seen his... It, where he teamed up with Ricky Morton, but this works too.
Yeah. And then you got Wrestling Spotlight, Owen Hart versus Shawn Michaels from 93.
Yeah, so I don't think that's a match I've ever seen, but I expect it to be great.
Heel Shawn Michaels with Diesel against The Rocket, Owen Hart.
Yeah, that would, yeah.
Babyface Owen and Heel Shawn.
That'll be tremendous.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
And Owen Hart versus Nick Barbary. From the WrestleMania 11 public workout in Times Square.
Again, I haven't seen that.
I didn't even know that existed.
But I can't wait.
I know.
So it's just, this is just going to be great. Plus the documentary, like I say, I know they're they're handcuffed a little bit. But keep in mind, even if the documentary's handcuffed, and Bret Hart, please keep this in mind, the matches are pretty damn cool. And the stories will be great.
Well, you know, the thing with some of these matches, like this... Owen Hart versus Mark Kyle match.
Yeah.
It was ruined by Martha.
All right, we're done.
Totally fucks up the finish.
It's so hot in here.
Totally fucks up the finish.
I can't take it
in. Yeah, I know. You're in your flannel shirt.
Oh, fuck off. You never know what the weather's going to be like.
I found some new
things. You're in Calgary.
I did find some new things that we should go to later. Like the 10 superstars that hit rock bottom after WWE.
Okay, but not this time, but bookmark that
but
shit.
But this will be for later. This will be the new thing because we've gone through all the WWE.com lists. This will be the 10 times fans jumped to the barricade during WWE.
Oh, yes, that'll be fun.
10 things you want to forget about Jeff Hardy.
Only 10?
Well, this is the top 10. yes, I... and there's new NXT tapings. Hmm. That's how they knew that it was...
The tapings were NXT?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But Tyler Breeze and Adam Rose appear to be together, put together.
Interesting.
So that's an interesting tag team.
That's interesting.
Ty Dillinger wins a squash. Apollo Crews wins a squash. Corbin and Rhino beat Ciampa and Gargano.
But squash is Solomon Crowe?
Yeah.
So that's interesting. If they have...
totally give it up on him.
Yeah, which is kind of what I expected, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bailey wins some match. Hey,
here's a surprise. The Patriots are beating the Steelers.
Del Wilkes?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Excellent. Gable and...
Well, you know, if America had an enema...
Right. If you were to give the United States of America an enema, you'd stick the hose... right there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Chad Gable and Jason Jordan beat Dawson and Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
Eva Marie defeats Carmella.
Wow.
So
that's working. No, it isn't.
Breeze defeated Bull Dempsey.
Hmm.
Oh, Corbin and Rhino beat Ciampa and Gargano. William Regal came out and introduced...
Corbin and Rhino are a team now?
That was the partners in Craiobla. They're partners who don't get along.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I thought they hated each other. They're winning.
But
if they don't get along, why are they winning?
Because they do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Kana is introduced by William Regal, who's now going under the name of Asukunt.
No, I don't think... I think that's Asuka.
Unt. Emma and Dana Brooke come out and berate Asukunt, saying they're the ones who run NXT.
Uh-huh.
Great. The Vaudevillains beat Blake and Murphy to retain.
Okay.
Apollo Crews beat Johnny Gargano.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Breeze beats Chamacho Ciampa. Dana Brooke and Emma beat two... Oh, the people we thought were the same person. Peyton Royce and Billy Kay.
Oh, they're not the same person?
They're not the same person.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fucked, eh?
Yeah.
That's fucked.
So three of the four women in that match, Australian.
Yes.
Two of the four women in that match, Lance Storm trained.
That's true, too. Yeah. That's true. Like, but he doesn't want to get take any credit for Dana Brooke.
I wouldn't either.
Balor and Joe.
Oh, fuck that promo we watched on NXT before this by Dana Brooke. Like, that or the Ryback promo from this Monday? Practically the same promo. But which one was worse? Like
Ryback.
Yeah, Ryback was awful.
Because Ryback was worse because he just stared out. Dana Brooke.
Because he was actually reading the teleprompter.
Dana Brooke at least looks at that, whatever her name is.
She does. She looks at the teleprompter and then looks at the chick doing the questioning. That's really bad at her job.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever her name is.
Doesn't matter. Balor and Joe beat Cassidy and Enzo Amore.
Oh, is that the finals?
No, because so far you got Balor and Joe advancing. You've got Gable and Jordan advancing.
Interesting.
Corbin and Rhino advancing.
All right.
And I think that's it so far.
Okay. Good. Can we turn it off now? I'm really hot.
Also, there's apparently a long-time Northeastern independent...
This doesn't matter!
Bandido Jr.?
Yes! End the show!
But they signed Bandido Jr., the world as we know it is about to change.
Enough is enough.
Bandito Jr.
It's time for Bandito Jr.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
So you got anything else, or should we end this?
Let's end this.
Oh, well, why don't you say so? In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Sorry, I was burping as you were doing that. Do you want to do it again?
No.
Went off air?
Yep.
Cool.